Okay, this coming Shabbos, we're going to have the opportunity to welcome in Parshas Vayeshev. And of course, we begin with that famous comment, Vayeshev Yaakov, to which the Rashi cites the fact that the Medrash explained that Bikesh Yaakov Leishev Vashalom, but Yaakov Avinu wanted to sit in serenity, and that's why he suffered from the challenge of Yosef. My dear friend and Rebbe Yair Rosh Yeshiva, Rabbi Daniel Feldman Shlita, explained that in Olam Hazeh, there's always going to be politics that will require us to handle and contend with, while at the same time we need to empathize with that world. Bringing these pieces together is not always serene, and the pressure is massive. But only in Olam Haba, where there are no politics, can there be menucha. Only in Olam Haba. So, of course, Yosef has his dreams, and the brothers ultimately sell him. But first they toss him into the pit before they decide what to do. Vayashav Ruvain el Abor, Ruvain returned to the pit to spring him out of the pit. Of course, there's got to be some connection between Reuven's sin and the sale of Yosef. What exactly is that connection? So Mori V'Rabbi Rav Shechter Shalita would often quote from Rasalav Eichik Zatzal, who explained that from the sin of the sale of Yosef was that it was done without asking the Gedolei Hador. From whom did the brothers learn to act in that manner? They learned it from Reuven, who didn't ask his father about the beds before he moved them. Everyone, even every Beis Din, needs a Rebbe. You know, we're still reeling from the loss of Maran HaGadol, Harav Gedalia Dov Schwartz, who was a Rebbe's Rebbe. He was the one that all of the great Rashi Yeshiva of modern times knew that they could always turn to. And with his loss, we certainly understand that there is a gap in our world, and we need to be able to turn to realize that everyone needs a Rebbe. So the brothers turn to back to Yaakov, and Yehuda makes the argument. Hakerna recognized this. He takes the kesonis pasim, which was dipped in the gedi izim, in the blood of the goat, and he turns to Yaakov and he says, "Recognize this." And the Gemara in Sotan Daf Yud Amud Beis notes that he used the words hakerna to inform, and he received his knowledge of his own sin with the words hakerna. Of course, in the parsha Tamar comes back and she says to Yehuda, "Hakerna, do you know lemi hachosamos v'apsilim ha'ila? Who owns these?" So Yaakov tricked Yitzchak with Yehuda. Yaakov tricked Yitzchak with a goat, and he was tricked by his kids with a goat. While the latter example demonstrates midah k'negen midah, how and when do the words hakerna? How does hakerna also work? So Rav Chaim Shmulevitz Hatzal explains that midah k'negen midah isn't about punishment. We often assume it's about punishment, but really it's about an awareness. In this case, it was about the awareness of the Midah of Emes. Yaakov needed to have it, right? And, of course, his children needed to have it, and Yehuda needed to have it as well. So Yaakov does recognize the coat. Vayikra Yaakov simlosav, vayasim sak b'masnav. Yaakov tore his clothing, and he put a sack on his body. And the Malbim noted that he did both practices of mourning, tearing the kriya and the tshuva of wearing the sackcloth. Now, Rabbi Lam Zatzal used to explain that there are two ideas here. Parents need to both worry about their kids, but also to worry about their spiritual progress. And he put this physical and the spiritual into concert, into unity. And that was one of the great challenges over here as well. He went into the physical avelos, he went into the tshuva, the process of doing the spiritual as well. Yosef ultimately winds up in Mitzrayim, and Potiphar recognizes, Vayar Adonav Ki Hashem Itau. And how did he see that? So Rashi explains that Yosef regularly utilized the Shem Hashem in crediting his work. Our Rebbe, Rabbi Meir Twersky Shlita explained that the obligation to be Mekadesh Shem Shemayim applies in all aspects of life. Doing so is not only a mitzvah, it saves you from potential pitfalls. A person has to keep that in mind when going through life, and he has to understand which way he's going. So of course, what happens? Yosef's owner, Potiphar, is not the only one who recognized Ki Hashem Ito, but also Eishes Potiphar sees it as well. And she tries to get him to go where he's going. By Avoa Baisa Lasos Malachto, one day when everybody else was celebrating, he went to do his work. What was his work? So Rashi explains that Yosef was worn down, and he was going to give in to Mrs. Potiphar's advances. But he saw Demus Diukno Shel Aviv Bachalon. He saw his father's image in the window. What's up with the windows? So my dear friend Rav Tzvi Ram Shalita, the Bialystok Rav, he explained that when someone feels a gap, a halal in life, an opening in life, it seems as if he or she wants to fill it. We want to fill in. We don't like gaps. However, if we're careful to close the window, we'll be able to fill the space with Kedusha. And so if we fill that closing with a connection to the past, if we make sure that we are connected to previous generations, will be able to fulfill gaps with Kedusha. Anyway, Yosef winds up in prison, and he bumps into the Sar HaMashkim and the Sar HaOfim, and he sees their faces, and he says to them, Mado Pneichem Roim Hayom, why are your faces so bad today? And why did the men hold back from simply talking about the dreams? They're in prison for crying out loud. What are their appearances made? Why did their appearances make a difference? What does this teach us? So the late great, the fantastic Rosh Yeshiva, Baruch Mordechai Ezrachi Shalita, the great Rosh Yeshiva of Ateres in Yerushalayim, Yir HaKodesh, explained that before one gets into the nitty-gritty of deep spiritual conversation, trying to get into the depths, first figure out and ground yourself knowing how are people doing. Connect to them first. First, let's look at the facts. Then we'll go backwards and we'll see which way things are going. That's one of our great obligations. Sometimes we get right into business. We forget about the fact that there are people, some of the business is right in front of our nose. We need to be aware and we need to keep potential. Finally, the Shabbos is Chanukah. And we're going to have the opportunity on Shabbos Chanukah to read the Haftorah of Shabbos Chanukah. And in the context of reading the Haftorah of Shabbos Chanukah, we find Yoshua Kohen Gadol in very unfitting clothes, begadim tzoim, which prevent the image of the menorah from being fully experienced until they're removed. Why is this the case? So Rabbi Dr. Ben Elau Shalita explained that Yoshua's children were maligned because they intermarried. And he quotes from Rav Uziel Zatzal, who noted that while the clothing are changed in the nevuah, the person is not removed, and he interprets that one needs to work hard to keep the kesher with families. And although not agreed to by everyone, Rav Uziel encourages the conversion of the non-Jewish spouse so as not to write off lines of the Jewish people. One of our great challenges today is that great rate of assimilation. And sometimes if we do what we can in order to stay off the rate of assimilation, we will also be able to withstand some of the pressures of the assimilation that the Greeks tried to engage way, way, way back when, by Yamim Mahemu Bazman Hazeh. Maybe we can wise to the occasion, stem the tide, and be able one day to experience an Orchadosh Al Tzion Toyir, V'niz Kechulano Meheira Li'aro, Shabbat Shalom to all, and a Chanukah Sameach.